Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. It's with great joy that I am sitting here today talking to Jarkko Halunen from Lumo Light Festival in Oulu, Finland. Welcome, Jarkko.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here with you.
Oh, bless you. Now, I mean, Oulu is very close to my heart. You're going to be European Capital of Culture in 2026, and I've been working with the team there since 2019. So for me, it was a no-brainer. I really wanted Oulu to be involved in the project. And the episode, with its focus on mental well-being, knowing Oulu, I thought this has to be Lumo Light Festival. So I'm thrilled you were involved. But tell me, why did you get involved, apart from my persuasive character?
Well, first of all, thank you for asking, because it really was a great opportunity for us. I think when I got the first message, I think it was from Henri Turunen from Oulu 26 organization. I was thinking, what is he talking about? What is this project? And it sounded like a real massive thing to hop into. But there was no choice for us. I think we had to be in it. I think it was, we saw this as an opportunity to kind of learn about European collaboration and create new bonds with people and organizations all around Europe and first of all, create something new and really, of course, it's no brainer that we are interested in money. Because really, money is something that you need to do new things and develop a festival like Lumo Light Festival. So, there are many things why we really got involved into this project.
No, fantastic. And I think for anyone who's unfamiliar with that subarctic area where Oulu is, of course, in the winter months, I think at most there's kind of 2 hours of sunlight, if that. So Lumo Light Festival plays a really important role locally in terms of bringing light to the local people in the darkness, in those dark winter months. And how many people visit every year? You have a phenomenal number of people.
Yeah. It's about 100,000 visitors every year. Yeah. And it's really a right time to organize this festival at the end of November, because usually it's very dark. It's not the darkest time of year if you think of the sunlight, but it's almost the darkest time. But usually at that time of year, there's necessarily not snow yet on the ground, so the view is really dark. And after you get some snow, it gets a little bit lighter, but that November is usually the, you know, the depression month.
Which is why the theme obviously struck chords with you. But you did something quite different with your project, because you're a light festival, and having been to your festival a number of times, I know that it tends to take place outside. Occasionally there'll be projections in the main church or another building, but you went into theatre with Flow Productions. You did something completely new. Tell me.
Yeah. It really has been a long time dream for us, for me, for us, to do something with Pirjo Ylimaanula and Flow Productions. They have done amazing work creating these immersive performances in unusual places. And at first I was thinking of trying to find a spot for the piece outside. But speaking with Pirjo, it got really clear quite soon that it wasn't possible. And soon we found out about the place that was coming available for us, and we really wanted to grab on that. And we found a place which was an interior, an old bank building. And well, that's something that we really, really wanted to make happen, to create something interesting, immersive to that building that almost no one had visited earlier. So that was a new thing for us to make something that big in a you know, inside a building during the light festival. But it was a nice experiment, I think.
No, and it was also extremely true to the episode itself. I mean, Joyce wrote, as everyone knows, you know, each episode has a different feel to it, a different literary technique. And your episode, episode 15, wasn't it, is this sort of hallucinogenic, crazy dream world, which is what was created in Night Town.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I think it was spot on for us. It was just a natural thing to do. It was very natural for us to deal with mental well-being matters, and it was quite natural to deal with those issues in a dark Finnish autumn atmosphere.
Absolutely. Inside, sorry,
inside thick walls.
In a bank. No, in a bank. What was amazing as well was that the show ran for, what was it, 6 hours a day?
Yeah, it was 6 hours a day for 3 days, and it was a really, really massive effort for the people who were performing. So that
absolutely was, no, yeah, and they had to take breaks, didn't they? So
it was an I think exhausting project for them, and it was physically very, very hard.
No, it's very interesting. I mean, I know I had the chance to come in twice and experience it twice. If you haven't looked at it yet, and anyone listening, have a look at the young artist from Eleusis, who was in Oulu, because she talks about the performance as well on her video. It's interesting because you say the theme really, you know, resonated, and it was there very clearly in the piece. But you also took what I felt to be a very brave step in how you handled the symposium format. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. Well, if I'm honest, I have to be, we were a bit lazy. We didn't want to organize anything anything outside the festival. So organizing a mini symposium outside the festival period would have been a bit too much for us. So we decided to organize.
Not too much honesty. But worked. You did worked, didn't
it? Yeah, it was nice. First of all, we wanted to work with NGOs that were dealing with people who have mental health problems and who are recovering from these mental health illnesses, and we wanted to find a room for them to be, you know, be seen in a festival. And we created one artwork that was called Softness, and it really put on display the artworks of people who had been suffering from mental health problems, and we wanted to kind of that was the expert part of the symposium. So people went to see the artworks, and then they had the chance to have discussion about these themes and contribute to these themes, what they had to say about it. So absolutely. So it was a nice way to have lots of people involved in this project and find out about these issues. And I think in our symposium, which we can call it, I think we must have had the most visitors, but it's not really about the quantity. I think the first thing, or the most important thing, I think, when thinking of that, is that we got the people and their issues on display, and they had a chance to talk, and we made them visible.
No, and it was very beautiful. It had a very sort of peaceful feel to it when I walked through. And there are very few pictures on the website, but that was obviously out of respect for people's privacy. But I think we would all be very grateful to everybody who was brave enough to take part in those discussions.
Yeah, yeah. There were many, many deep discussions. And it was also the form that it was part of the Lumolight Festival route. You could just come and go, or you had a chance to go deeper and have deeper discussions with people. So it was really flexible.
Yeah, no, thoughtful and sensitively done, I have to say. Just to really wrap up and say, what's your biggest takeaway from the project as you look back now?
Well, of course, the Nighttown, performance was. It was a long time dream to work with Pirjo, and we finally got the chance to do that. So that's very important for us. But of course, the collaboration overall with people around Europe, this group, this tight kind of a group of people that were together during these years and had really nice discussions, really, really nice meetings. I think that's really the most important thing. And I think that's a new seed. That's a seed for something new.
No, absolutely. And it's extraordinary how many, I mean, I think almost every partner has said that. Maybe not as the biggest takeaway, but certainly everybody has commented on how important that has been. I know that your and my paths will cross. I will be frequently in Oulu over the next couple of years. And if anybody is listening to this in advance of 2026, then they should go to Oulu when it's European Capital of Culture in 2026. And let us hope, Jarkko, that other partners as well will get involved. And who knows, maybe we can have a reunion in Oulu in 2026.
Oh, that would be so great. Yeah.
Okay, let's plot it.
yeah. You're all invited.
Liz and Jarkko, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you.
It was great having you in the project. Thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.